what I'm talking about. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It is the Tay and Jay Show. We are live at Murphy's Pub, heart of Campus Town, 6th and Green. It just feels comfortable to be in Murphy's Pub, Jeremy. I know for you, I think you lived here in college, didn't you?
Yeah, I spent a few nights here. A lot of Wednesday nights when they do their logo night and have their $5 burger and fries. And I spent way too many nights here. So
that's all right.
So, yeah, Ryan takes care of us
Ryan
here.
Block
so
awesome.
So it's paid off for me, I guess, down the road. But if you want to come down, join us. Fred Wakefield, former Illini, former NFL player here. We're doing a lot of trivia. We had somebody that actually got the last trivia question right. The only Illini drafted in 2007 was in the 7th round. Who was it?
Alan Ball, right?
That's right, Alan Ball, and he's still in the league.
Still playing with the Cowboys.
Still with the Cowboys. So come down, join us. 550 teriyaki chicken sandwich and fresh cut fries. $1.75 pints, Bud and Bud Light. $2 specialty import pints and $2 import bottles, including Bud Light Lime.
Sounds good, all of it, and we can't partake. How about that? Lonce is my name. Jeremy Warner is his. Fred Wakefield, former NFL player, is with us as well. And this is kind of a special thing for me because this is a...
You're pumped about
this. I'm fired up about it. I have been all week. But a buddy of mine from SIU, he was a great quarterback at Southern Illinois University. His name is Scott Gabbard, and he is joining us live from New York. Scott, how are you, buddy?
Lonce, this is fabulous. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. And, Scott, I mean, everybody's thinking, why are we having the quarterback of the SIU Salukis 20 years ago on our show?
That's a great introduction for him.
You know, and Scott, you know, listen, Scott, I've got so much stuff from Tyrone Bell and Mike Reese and these guys that I'm withholding. I could be ripping you so bad, but I'm not going to do it, buddy.
You know, you sound just as beautiful as you did back in college. And, of course, that's why you're on radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeremy, I don't know about you. I'm starting to feel uncomfortable right now.
I know.
Conversation on these two guys.
I feel like I'm in the middle of something.
I'm in the middle. No, Scott Gabbard, honestly, one of the nicest guys you'd ever meet. But I tell you, Scott, we have you on because of your last name. You just happen to be an uncle of Blaine Gabbard, a kid that's going to be drafted, hopefully, top 10 tonight, right?
I sure am, and it's a super exciting time. I came out to New York last night, and I got to spend some time with him, and, you know, he's excited. He's got no preconceived notions. I'm not sure if he's aware of where he's going or what he's doing yet, but he's got the right attitude going in. He's happy to be here. He's happy to be in the first round, and he doesn't care where it is. And it's really an exciting thing. He's a good kid, number one. And number two, I think he's a pretty good quarterback. And, yeah, I'm his uncle. I get to say that. But, just having a little background in the sport, I kind of think I try not to be too biased. But it's going to be a lot of fun tonight.
Well, he gets all his talent from Uncle Scott,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Oh, of course he does. Well, of course he came down to Southern Illinois for a couple games when he was 2 or 3 years old. So I'm sure he's like a big sponge and remembers all that very clearly.
Well, listen, don't let anybody think that Scott Gabbert wasn't a good quarterback. I mean, with the likes of LeVance Banks and Billy Swain, I mean, you guys were putting up 50 a game. I mean, you know, so you've got the cred.
Oh, you know, we were able to put it up in there a little bit. We had a lot of fun. And, you know, as the years go by, Lon, I get better and better. So I'm almost to all-star status every year now.
I love it. Well, what is Blaine? I mean, I think I first approached you about this about 3 months ago. We started talking a little bit about Blaine, but what has this been like since he decided he was going to forego his senior year and enter the draft? What has it been like for him? Just a lot of workouts, et cetera?
Well, you know, when you first declare, the biggest decision you make is who your agent's going to be. And so he went through the process. He had 3 interviews with agents and whittled it down, got down to 1, is Tom Condon and the group from Creative Artists. And so at that point, they said, all right, well, if you come sign with us, we're going to ship you off to Arizona tomorrow. And so when you're in Arizona, you're working out at a first-class facility. You're working out there 2 or 3 times a day. You're eating every meal, every snack, everything you're putting in your body is being monitored by a chef, a nutritionist, a dietitian, whoever it is, and then you're working out with first-class guys. You're working out with Julio Jones, Christian Ponder, A.J. Green. And so you can't do nothing but work out hard and be with these guys and see what kind of athletes they are, what kind of people they are. And he had nothing but positive things to say about being in that atmosphere. So, you know, he's there for a couple months working his way up to the combine. And then at the combine, you know, he didn't throw, and they told him, you're not going to throw at the combine. This is how we do things. And he said, well, you're the agent. I trust you. And so that's the thing, I think, you know, when in this case, when you're him and you're choosing that agent, And they have a proven record of Sam Bradford and Stafford and all these other guys that have come through, Eli Manning, Peyton Manning. You kind of say, okay, you kind of know what you're doing. I'm going to let you do that. And so you did the combine, which you performed very well at. And from there, it's get ready for your pro day. And so we went back to Arizona, got ready for his pro day, came in. You know, the pro day with the lockout was a challenge because he couldn't have any NFL receivers per se, meaning if they had any attachment via free agency or 53-man roster over the last 2 or 3 years, he could not have them at his pro day. And you kind of saw that with A.J. Green. I'm not sure if you saw with A.J. Green, the quarterback he had was a former NFL guy, and all the guys at his workout, all the pro guys, had to leave and watch it on full circuit TV. So kind of challenges there. So, but, you know, his agent found all the guys that lived in Missouri or went to a college in Missouri that were draft eligible, brought them into Columbia, Missouri for the week prior, and they all worked out together to get on the same page.
Well, Scott,
and so, yeah.
Scott Gabbert, Uncle Blaine Gabbert, live in New York City. You're with him for that. But how much did Andrew Luck's decision weigh in on Blaine? I know Illini fans know he's talented because he tore him apart for two games.
Yes, he did. But, they were ready to see him leave.
Right. I mean, they were excited to see him leave. But how much did Andrew Luck's decision weigh in on Blaine's decision?
You know, Jeremy, it had no impact whatsoever. I had a conversation with Blaine. I went and saw him play against Kansas State this year in Columbia. And, you know, kind of knew this was out there. And I said, hey, dude, what are you going to do? And he goes, if I'm anywhere near the first round projected, he goes, I'm going.
Wow.
And I said, wow, that's interesting. And I said, you know, I agreed with him personally. And I said, why are you going to do that? He goes, because I'm better than everybody else. And he was dead serious. And it's not a cockiness. It's just a confident level. He's competed against these guys at camp and other outlets for the last 4 years. And
right.
So he measures up with them. And so you probably heard him say, everybody throws far, everybody throws hard, everybody's an athlete, and, you know, it comes down to how bad you want it and how hard you want to work. And, you know, me, on you know, somewhat close to the situation, I believe he's just going to outwork everybody. He's looking forward to getting to that team and being in that room, looking at the film, getting better every day. And, you know, he's excited about this. He's truly business about that, and he's looking forward to it.
Former SIU quarterback Scott Gabbert, uncle of Blaine Gabbert, joining us live on the Tay and Jay Show. I guess, Scott, one thing I've read about Blaine, the kind of a little bit of a knock, is they worry about that deep kind of out pass and stuff like that. But is that something that he can show him that's not a worry?
Yeah, you know, he's done that throughout the workout. And, you know, I would tell him, you know, one of the things he had to work on was the deep ball. There's no doubt about
right.
it. And, you know, when he had Denario Alexander last year, he could throw the deep ball because Denario
sure.
could get separation. This year at Missouri, they didn't really have that kind of speed at the wide receiver, so he didn't do a lot of those throws. But that's one of the throws he has to work on. But when you throw it as well as he does, I don't think it's going to be a problem. That's not going to be something he's never going to be able to do. You know, these guys are nitpick steps when they're getting ready for this draft, and rightfully so. But I would also tell you that most of these guys, including Cam Newton or Jake Locker, they're going to be able to succeed eventually. They just got to get in the right system.
Well, Scott, what's the experience like there in New York City? What's the scene like? Paint the scene for us.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable, guys. It's so electric. We're just off Times Square. And, I mean, there's just a buzz in the city, even more than there normally is for, you know, New York. And, you know, just to see the people walking around, being part of, I guess, Blaine's extended family, we have the opportunity to do things that everybody gets to do, meaning ESPN had a party, so we got to go to that last night.
Nice.
And so, you know, you're walking around seeing these athletes. You know, Lon, you and I are in college. Sports Center was the blue screen that came up at 10:30 every night. See Jerry Rice. Well, here's Jerry Rice in the ESPN party. You know, I'd like to give
That's
him a pat
sweet.
On the backside, say good game, but I didn't do it. But, you know, so you just see the athletes. You see all the people associated. And, you know, you just kind of take it in. We hung out with people from the Redskins and one of the guys, one of the women's husbands from the Redskins was a graduate of Missouri, so they were all fired up that Blaine was there. And, you know, but we just hung out. Once Blaine, he got there a little bit later, he was fortunate enough to have dinner with the President of the United States last night.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so it's just, he got there a little late, and I'm like, how was it? He goes, that was totally cool. It was unbelievable. You know, I'm like, okay,
he blew off Uncle Scott.
Yeah, everybody gets a chance to do that in their lifetime, so, you know. But he came and hung out with us afterwards, and we had a great time, and hung out with a boy from Illinois. Corey, is it Leggett?
Yeah, legit. That's right.
Legit. We got pizza with him at like 1 o'clock in the morning last night. Just the four of us: my brother, Blaine, Corey, and myself.
Having a good time.
I know. Well, Scott was. The others are being safe, right?
Actually, well, you know what? Not one of them had a drink.
That's good. Well, Scott, we appreciate this. I know this has got to be, you know, I'm an uncle, and I can't imagine how excited you are for Blaine and to know that he might be the number one pick overall in the draft. He might be third, fifth, tenth, but you know he's going to be drafted, and you know he's going to make a solid choice and have a great career. So, Scott, thank you for joining us from New York. We appreciate it. Tell Blaine hi and tell him good luck in this process.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good talking to you, Lon. I'll see you soon, buddy.
Absolutely. That is Scott Gabbert live from New York. Former college quarterback at SIU Carbondale from Missouri.
Jeremy, he's blushing. I mean, I think that's like really taken aback.
That
right
was
now
a big deal.
Tell you what, that was awesome. Scott also played some basketball at Southern too. So I'm telling you, that kid was a great athlete.
The next hour is going to be devoted to learning more about Scott
and SIU Carbondale. That's right. We're going to do the whole hour on Southern.
Right.
Let's do it. No, I'm kidding.
No, because we're live at Murphy's.
Yes,
right now.
We are.
We're
yes,
fun
we
than
are.
I know we probably need a break, but one thing I want to add in, you know. The one thing Blaine's got going against him is he went to Mizzou, but I still think a lot of people want to see him do well.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, he seems like a great kid. You know, the thing that throws me off about the deep ball when they're talking, I watched him play in that bowl game, and I thought he picked him apart with the deep outs. You know, and so it's one of those things, I think he can do it if he has the right tools around him. So I'm excited to see what kind of situation he's in, and I myself would love to see him go to a team like Arizona. I mean, I know we've talked about it, and we'll just kind of see how things shake out, but I think we all hope the best for the kid.
Got to have a quarterback, that's for sure.
We're doing a lot of trivia today. I'm going to ask one more question of these guys. We're going to give away St. Louis Cardinals tickets next hour, but you have to be here at Murphy's. It's 6th and Green in Campustown. Come down. They have great specials going on right now. But for right now, here's a question for all you guys out there. What school has had the most number one overall draft picks? Who's had the most number one picks? What college? Clue, they're west of the Mississippi.
Got it. Tay and Jay Show, we are live from Murphy's Pub, heart of Campustown, 6th and Green. Come down and see us, 359, call 217-359-2255. Give us a call as well. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.